Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians! Welcome to the podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. You might ask, what is Math Strat Chat? Well, every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all the social media. People from around the world chat about the strategies they use. It's super to see everyone's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 4,752 divided by 48. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it any way you want. Remember, the problem was 4,752 divided by 48. Solve it. Then come back to hear how we solved it. Okay, Pam, so what did you do?
Okay, I'm thinking as soon as I saw division, I started to think I could think about this in two ways. But then when I looked at 4,752, I immediately was like, I don't think I want to do an equivalent ratio strategy. I don't want to think about trying to find common factors of 4,752 and 48, even though 48 was screaming, divide that by two or eight or like the lots of factors, the 4,752 was killing me. So then when I saw, when I saw 4,748, like that 47 and 48 kind of was ringing sort of that I could think about scaling up from 48. So I thought I put it in a ratio table. I'm dealing with 48s. So I've got 1 to 48, and I'm trying to work up to 4,752. Well, for 148, so in my ratio table, I have 1 to 48, then I have 100 to 4,800, 4,800. And the difference between 4,800 and 4,752 is, if I have 52, you need 48. Bam, it's just 148. So I need 99 48s to make 4,752. So the answer is 99.
Nice. So what's interesting is that I had a lot of the same thinking, but what I put on my paper was different than what you did.
Ah, okay.
So I, same thing. I looked at the problem and I saw that 4,752 was really close to 4,800. And so I also thought I'm going to go a little bit over. And so what I wrote down was 100 times 48 is 4,800. I wrote an equation. And then I said, how far away am I in that subtraction of 4,800 and 4,752 and saw that I was just 48 away. So then the next thing I wrote on my paper was 99 times 48 is 4,752. So I was thinking more. Go ahead.
You literally have two equations written down.
I do.
And I have three columns of a ratio table.
Very good.
Cool.
Okay. So we can't wait to see what you were thinking as you solved this problem. I wonder if your strategy was like ours or something entirely different. Represent your thinking. We'd love it if you take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. Hey, and while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking.
Yeah, so tag me on Twitter at PW Harris or Instagram, Pam Harris underscore math, or Facebook, Pam Harris author mathematics education. And make sure you use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the MathStratChat problem we post next Wednesday right around 7 p.m. Central Time. And pop back here to hear what we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn four routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.